This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. People in Phoenix might not feel much safer today, but they do know more about a rash of shootings in the area. Today, police released more information about two serial killers terrorizing Phoenix. According to the police documents, the baseline killer shoots his victims in the head, and he's been active since August. And the serial shooter is a sniper who's been killing since May of 2005. The police believe that these two are responsible for 41 attacks, including 11 murders. Joining us now is reporter Renee Gutel of member station KJZZ. Renee, why did the police release this information today?
Well, over the weekend, Michelle, there was a shooting in the nearby city of Mesa, Arizona, of a man who was riding his bike around 4:45 in the morning. He was shot. He was not killed, but he was wounded. And at the time, there were a lot of questions as to whether or not this shooting in Mesa was linked to the so-called serial shooter. Well, today, Phoenix police announced that they do believe this is linked to the other cases. Previously, this serial shooter has only targeted people in Phoenix. And so for this shooter to be moving into other cities, you know, that's something that people might want to know and might be concerned about.
Now, I'm hoping you can tell us a little bit more about both of these shooters. Let's begin with the serial shooter.
Sure. Now, the serial shooter is said to have been responsible for 34, actually now 35 shootings since May of 2005. They don't have much of a description of this person because they believe it is a man and they believe it's a person acting alone. They don't have a very good description of the vehicle that they're operating from. The only description that they've given out so far is that it may be a light-colored four-door sedan.
And what more can you tell us about the person that the police are now referring to as the baseline killer?
The so-called baseline killer is said to be responsible for 21 crimes since August of last year, and that includes 6 murders and 7 rapes. He's said to be an African-American male between 25 and 40 years old, and they have sort of a composite sketch of him, and he has kind of a floppy hat that he's wearing, and it looks possibly like dreadlocks, and the Phoenix police have handed out this composite sketch, and they've put it on local media in hopes that somebody might see something and recognize it.
And today, Clear Channel unveiled some billboards publicizing a picture of this baseline killer and advertising a reward for information that might help catch both of these men. Are police out of leads?
You know, police have gotten a ton of leads. They've received more than 5,000 calls to a crime tip hotline called Silent Witness in the last couple of weeks. Whether or not they're out of leads is hard to say, but they're definitely asking for more. These are big red and yellow billboards that they're going to be putting up all over Phoenix, a total of 12 in all. So whether or not they're running out of leads, I can't say, but they're definitely asking for more help from the public.
Any connection between these two killers, a sense that there might be some sort of copycat shooting going on?
You know, it's hard to say. We've asked the police that repeatedly because it just seems so unusual that you would have two serial killers at the same time in one city. And when you look at a map of Phoenix and you see these clusters of where these crimes are occurring, the so-called baseline killer started his crimes in South Phoenix along Baseline Road. And the serial shooter, a lot of his crimes occurred in West Phoenix. And now a lot of them are occurring in the same area in East Phoenix. So it's just all very muddled and confusing and very sad.
How are people in Phoenix reacting to these shootings?
You know, it's a great question, Michelle, because people are concerned. I don't want to give the impression that people are not worried. But to say people are scared is a little bit over the top. You know, some national media has called Phoenix a city under siege. You know, we're not under siege. People are more cautious. They're maybe looking over their back a little bit more when they walk, or maybe choosing not to walk alone at night. Gun sales in the city have been up. People are signing up for self-defense classes. But people are not terrified. They're just, you know, very cautious.
Thank you, Renee.
You're welcome, Michelle.
That was reporter Renee Gutel of member station KJZZ in Phoenix.